nation of lies. Rip them reptiles. Tory school ties. Coalition. Coalition. You make sure all laws are lax for your bankable friends who pay no tax. Coalition. Coalition. Demand more from the needy and the poor. Coalition. Coalition. Freeze aspirational dreams and pay. Fritter our pensions away. Coalition. Coalition.
Welcome back to Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Now, the government has declared that from October, it will look at the impact of all its domestic policies on the family. David Cameron whined, "We can't go on having government taking decisions which ignore the impact on the family." Cameron's announcement is an attempt to shift the blame for things like poverty and unemployment away from the Tories and onto working class people. So he threw more money at the Relate Counselling Service, which aims to keep people together who would rather be apart. The implication is that individual relationships lead to problems in society, not government policies. Now, this seems to tie in with a backdrop in which the establishment seems to be pushing the nuclear family, i.e. husband, wife and 2.4 children, which is itself a concept deeply rooted in the capitalist system and the root cause of sexism, homophobia and the subjugation of young people. And the bourgeois media, both print and broadcast, and the state capitalist BBC help to push this ideology, often subtly in the form of so-called entertainment. Small wonder, then, that there's those who spout the horrible right-wing idea that if you're not married by a certain age, there must be something dodgy about you. And they come out with the tired old trope that you don't want to end up an old bachelor or an old spinster. Well, personally, I'd much rather be an old bachelor than a right-wing authoritarian. Anyway, back to Cameron's announcement. as reported in this week's Socialist Worker. The Tories also want to extend their Troubled Families programme to target up to 500,000 families. Now, this covers a very reactionary agenda. You have to be poor to be defined as troubled. Criteria include living in poor housing, having no one in a family in work, and being unable to afford food. The programme puts poor people at the mercy of intervention by various authorities while doing nothing to tackle the poverty they live in. And besides, as Socialist Worker rightly points out, this is a sick joke from someone who is ramming through cuts that make ordinary people's lives harder. Tory austerity, not individual relationships, is what's making life harder for working class people. Around 330,000 children are using food banks in Britain. Energy prices have risen by 37% since 2010. Energy bills have risen 4 times faster than wages in the same period. Since the Tories came to office, the number of working people who claim housing benefit has risen by 59%. So, what is the so-called family-friendly Tory government going to do about this? Well, as Socialist Worker points out, Cameron isn't about to stop his attacks on jobs, benefits or services. In fact, he has made clear that more attacks are on their way. The Tories claim they are attacking benefits because they want to make work pay. Yet people are out of work because they can't find jobs, not because they want a life on meagre benefits. Ominously, Cameron talked of the benefit system incentivising couples to live apart or penalising those who go out to work. His speech had nothing to do with protecting families. It aimed to lay the ground for more attacks. We must fight back. And we can fight back far better if we are neither suckered by Cameron's plastic talk of helping families, nor divided by the stereotypes that Cameron et al's moralistic vision of ideal family values throws up. Anyway, the next track I'm going to play by Fish Out of Water is about the bad side of relationships. Track entitled Lucky Scars.
Think of all those troubles that we've been going through, and thank my lucky scars that I am through with you. I think of all those wasteful nights that I spent by your side. Just how much you lie. down those heavy chains that bound me by your side. Free from those days and nights when I broke down and cried. 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 When I broke down and cried.
Yeah, the sound there, Fish Out of Water, Lucky Scars. Now, I earlier mentioned in the first half of the broadcast the Palestine Solidarity demo for Gaza in Chesterfield, in Chesterfield Town Centre last Saturday. Well, one of the speakers there was Sir Owen from the Chesterfield Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Take it away, Sir.
Opposed to any racism, whether it's anti-Semitic or anti-Islamophobic. This is about the most basic human rights of the Palestinian people. Another thing that the media has been telling us, that this is a conflict, that people are being killed in crossfire. Well, no, this is not a conflict, this is an occupation. This is a siege and it's absolute terror by the Israeli state. Israel is one of the most highly armed countries in the world. It's got the fourth largest army in the world. It's a nuclear power. It's got hundreds of tanks lined up on the border of Gaza and have been into Gaza. It's got hundreds of F-16 fighter jets. Israel has got a huge army. Palestine has got none of these things. The people in Gaza are undefended. Palestinian people have got the right to resist occupation. We don't hear him saying that. We hear about defence for Israel. Well, this is not about defence. This is the most bloody, aggressive attack. Israel has bombed Palestinians from the air, from the land, from the sea. They've killed children playing on the beach. They've killed children sleeping at home in their beds. They've killed sick people in hospitals. They've shot people looking for their relatives. They've even bombed people in UN refuges who are seeking safety. They've not only done that, they've bombed the water supply, electricity supply, even the universities. It's not about defense. This is the most bloody, aggressive attack. And it's brought absolute destruction. So our government is complicit in this. We sell arms to Israel. And we have to fight to stop Cameron from selling arms and to strengthen the boycott, to stop trading with Israel. So I call on people to stop up the boycott, to fight, to stop our government from supporting Israel, because our government is complicit in these terrible crimes. And we stand with the Palestinian people in their struggle for justice and freedom.
Free Palestine. Well, I hope that what you've heard there, sorry about the interference, well, sorry about the background noise, which made it sound like shortwave on a Sunday morning sometimes. Anyway, I think that the content of the speech was more than enough to outweigh the poor quality of the recording, and I hope it's inspired you to come along to the Gaza fundraising dinner on Saturday the 20th of September, with music and quiz to raise funds for children's projects in Gaza. There'll be a delicious three-course meal, halal and vegetarian, a talk from Mashir El-Farah from Sheffield PSC, who sadly lost 11 members of his family in the recent bombing of Gaza, and a choice of soft drink or beer or wine. Now, this is to be held at 7 p.m. in the Market Hall, Market Square in Chesterfield. Tickets are £15 or £10 unwaged. To reserve your table, phone Jeannie on 07919 486101. That's 07919 486101, or Narzema on 07597 868 770. That's 07597 868 770, or Sue on 01246 271 650. That's Chesterfield 271 650, or email chesterfieldgroup2012@gmail.com. That's chesterfieldgroup2012@gmail.com. Free parking is available outside. Come in the double doors opposite the old post office on the second floor. And now back to the music. We've got The Sound of One World, appropriately enough, track entitled Freedom for Palestine.
Many years of catastrophe, more than 6 million refugees. It could be you and your family, forced from your home and your history.
We are the people and this is our time. Stand up, sing out for Palestine.
No matter your faith or community, this is a crime against humanity. Gaza turned into a prison camp. Apartheid war divides the West Bank.
We are the people and this is our time. Stand up, sing out for Palestine.
We'll break down the wall. Freedom for Palestine. Demand justice for all. Freedom for Palestine.
Enough illegal occupation, violence and racial segregation. All religious communities unite.
Freedom is a human right.
We are the people and this is our time. Stand up, sing out for Palestine.
We'll break down the wall. Freedom for Palestine. Demand justice for all. Freedom for Palestine.
You're deadlocked by doctrine, locked like a box you're locked in. Soon bombs are dropped in and the pain is locked in. Shame on this brave new world you're lost in. And the lies is costing like a toxin, a penetration of hate. Generations later still boxed in. Children dead cause we're led by the bigoted small graves filled instead, and I'm sick of it.
We are the people and this is our time. Stand up, sing out for Palestine.
We'll break down the wall. Freedom for Palestine. Demand justice.
Justice in Palestine.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide. A guide to marches, demos, meetings, entertainment, and any other events of interest to left-wingers in the Chesterfield area. Starting on Tuesday the 26th of August, the People's March for the NHS arrives in Chesterfield at 5:30 p.m. There'll be a rally to greet the march in New Square. And at 6 p.m, Derbyshire Has Talent Save Our NHS Song Contest is taking place in the Market Halls, sponsored by Unite Communities Branches. The following day, Wednesday the 27th of August, the People's March for the NHS leaves Kalo Hospital at 10 a.m. and marches through Bolsover and Plesley, arriving in Mansfield at 5:30 p.m. On to Thursday, August the 21st. Chesterfield branch of the Socialist Workers' Party. Sorry, I meant to say Thursday, August the 28th. Chesterfield, the branch of the Socialist Workers' Party, has its branch meeting on Socialism and the Referendum for Scottish Independence at the Assembly Rooms in Chesterfield Market Halls from 7:30 p.m. On to Saturday the 20th of September, there'll be a Gaza fundraising dinner with music and quiz to raise funds for children's projects in Gaza at 7 p.m. upstairs in the Market Halls, Chesterfield. Tickets are £15 or £10 unwaged. On Saturday the 27th of September, Stand Up to UKIP are holding a national demonstration at the UKIP conference in Doncaster from midday. Saturday the 18th of October sees the TUC demo We Need a Pay Rise to be held in central London. Last but not least, on Saturday the 15th of November, again in central London, Unite the Resistance are holding their Striking Together conference. Remember, what the working class needs is a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. What the working class needs is a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs is a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
I look the other way, cannot see the sun. never felt so much in touch. I never ever felt so alive.
Yeah, the sound there of Left Hand Drive, I'm Not Dancing. Now, I mentioned in the Red Guide the People's March for the NHS, which is coming to the local area on Tuesday the 26th of August and Wednesday the 27th of August. I urge you to cheer the marchers on as they pass through your community, or even better, join in the march as it passes through. Or if you can't do that, come to the welcome rally in Chesterfield Market Square at 5:30 on Tuesday 26th of August, and then in the Chesterfield Market Hall afterwards. Now, if you'd like to join the marchers, then when does it set off exactly? Well, it sets off from Sheffield City Hall at 10:30. That's the start of the march. And then it crosses into Derbyshire on the A61, which is the Jordanthorpe Parkway roundabout. And goes through Dronfield Contact Club at 2:30 p.m. It goes through Unstone before coming to New Whittington, the Cock and Magpie pub, which is near the Revolution House, at 4 p.m. At 4:45 p.m. the march should reach the Proact Stadium, which is the Chesterfield Football Club grounds. Then at approximately 5:15 p.m. the march should come to Ricknell Square, which is the joining point if you'd like to walk the last few hundred yards through town to the rally point. And it'll arrive at the rally point, which is at New Square, at the end of the march, which is 5:30 p.m. And then, like I say, there's going to be a rally. And afterwards, in the Chesterfield Market Halls, there's going to be Derbyshire Has Talent, which is a song contest to choose a song for the Save the NHS campaign, which has been funded by the Unite Communities branches. And we urge you to come along and listen and vote for your favourite. Then the following day, that's Wednesday the 27th of August, the march leaves Chesterfield Royal Hospital at 10 a.m. It starts from the assembly point at the eastern edge of the hospital grounds. near the Somerset House pub where you can park. Reaching Kailo at 10:15, Arkwright at 10:45, Long Duckmonton at 11:30, and then at 12:15, when the march reaches Bolsover, there's going to be a lunch break through till 1:15, when the march sets off again from the Market Square, going through Pleasley at 3:30, finally arriving at Mansfield Market Square at 5:30. So please come along and show your support for the NHS. Keep our NHS top privatisation within our health service. Healthcare should remain free at the point of delivery and free on the basis of need, not profit. And now we're back to the music. This track's dedicated to everyone taking part in the Derbyshire Has Talent contest, whether it be singing, whether it having been writing one of the songs, or whether it be coming along to vote. Here's the sound of the V Faction singing down the government.
Became property of the few, yeah. There's my enemies. You vote for them and you are too, yeah. The owners are scared that the money's all gone. Many things to achieve, let's start with this one. Ring around the filament, friends I will find. Ring the sounds of walking and changing your mind. Doing time in the city, your sound mine. Singing down the government. Keeping everything amidst everyone's mind. Taking all the victories from capital's pride. Trying to get analysis of company life. I'm singing down the government. Citizen army. Guilds and localize the future. The owners are scared that the money's all gone. Many things to achieve, let's start with this one. On and on is one. Looking at the comrades, everything's fine. Reading dirty papers, not believing their lies. Hearing the drums in the 4-4 time. Singing down the government. Talking over summer drinks and washing for signs. Stopping the insanity of profiting. Socialists, rhythm and rhyme. I'm singing down the government. A call to majorities. Stop for remedies. Telling industries
it's not necessary.
Be unafraid, my baby. There's no need for thoughts, my baby. We got to be as clever as they will want.
Down the government. Down the government.
Yeah, the sound of the Thief Faction singing Down the Government. And now we really are coming towards the end of the broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield for this week. So over to you. If you'd like to contact Radio Resistance, we'd really love to hear your views on the coming Save Our NHS March, any recordings you may make of any speeches or what have you, or your views on the march in general, any comments you'd like to make about it. We'd love to hear simply sort of what your favourite song was at the Derbyshire Has Talent. Indeed, if you're one of the acts who was going to be performing there, or if you're a member of a band, or if you simply know someone who was in a band and you'd like us to promote some of your music, then again, get in touch. So how do you get in touch? Well, you can email us at radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. That's radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. You can phone or text us on 07934 793 041. That's 07934 793 041. Search on Facebook for Radio Resistance Chesterfield, like our page, and then send us a message on Facebook or leave a message on the wall. The choice is yours. Anyway, like I say, that's about all we've got time for, so hope to see you on Tuesday evening after the march, or else hope to see you on Thursday at the Chesterfield branch meeting at the Market Halls, or else catch you again same time next week. Gonna sign off with the sound of the Blow Monkeys, Slaves No More.
Some dignity to me and you, so we'll be slaves no more.